We could have torn it all down and put up something entirely new with different metals, but we want to maintain the integrity of this building. And so we're going to painstakingly take it all apart, going to acid all of the rust off of it, sand all of the metal, and it'll be beautiful once it's done, and it'll be just like it was when he built it.
So the names you mentioned are here?
Yeah, here's ladies' groups that raised the funds for it. It was designed for World War II, so it starts off with here, the World War II veterans, the names of all Milwaukee County veterans who died, and it goes around to the other side, to the Korean War veterans, and then it comes over to this side, with the Vietnam War. Part of my job is to make sure that we do all we can to make sure that they're never forgotten, that their stories are told. The way I put it is, it's not so much how they died that's important, it's how they lived. Some of these are just great people, and like friends of mine. Here I am, 66 years old with grandkids. I went to school with a couple of those guys, and they don't have that. They died at 19, and they don't have any of this. They don't have any of the memories I had of getting married and having my own kids and then grandkids, and I have a soccer game tonight with my granddaughter, who set a school record for scoring, and all of these joys that they don't have. And I feel like I gotta give back to them. This community has been good to me. I put my girls through college, paid off our house. It's time for me to give back, and it starts with these men and women who gave so much. So yeah, there's a passion about all of that. I can tell you one more quick story.
Yeah.
This one was kind of accidental. God was watching out for us, because when we wanted to add water, we didn't have this water in here before, because it adds to the sound, the effect of the whole place. And whenever we have these ceremonies and we put wreaths in here, and then the second person would come up and we've said, oh my God, they're gonna have to push one wreath aside to lay the second. We don't know why, but the water automatically moves that first wreath down that way. The second wreath is placed in there. It moves down that way. And when we placed the third wreath in there, we could not believe there was no design intending to do that. If you watch somebody's bubbles, you'll see them floating. We just added this plate because we wanted people to understand what this means.
Do you want to read that?
This eternal flame burns brightly over the 3,481 names surrounding the reflecting pool. This honor roll pays tribute to the Milwaukee County residents killed in action since World War II. Freedom is not free.